Oh? What? You think the ethics committee will stop me? Oh, you are so naive. They wouldn't waste their time with such an unthreatening anomaly. Especially when handing you over to me can solve the problem. Now back to you. Your usefulness, if you cooperate, extends far beyond just a curiosity for researchers. Someone who's immortal but who can still be injured like a baseline human is an invaluable scientific instrument, and one very much worth going to extreme lengths to domesticate you. Which is why you were sent to me. I can see that fire in your eyes. I am going to extinguish that fire. And I will replace it with fear. And when you are afraid, you will cooperate. Now, stand up, dear. That's a good boy. Walk over to my desk. Oh, I'll move my flowers. I wouldn't want them falling off. Now, I want you to say that you'll be a good boy for me, but only if you want to. No? Okay. Hit your head on the desk as hard as you can. Ooh, that looked like it hurt. Now stand up. Will you be a good boy for me? No? Do it again. Stand up. You know what you need to say for this to stop. Again. Do you hear them saying anything? They could tell me to stop if they wanted me to. Again. You're the only one that can make this stop. Again. Oh. There we go. Now, was that so hard? All I want is for you to obey. Is that too much to ask? I think you'd be treated so much better by all of us if you just cooperated. Let's work on that some more. Kneel before me. Oh, so much resistance in your eyes, but less now. Or maybe that's the concussion that you just gave yourself. Either way, I enjoy seeing how helpless you are against me. Now, I need to clean up my desk that you so rudely disheveled, and you will be my chair. There we go. Get right in front of my desk. Now, make sure you keep your back straight. I wouldn't want you to hurt yourself. Ah, there we go. Now, I don't want to feel you move a muscle while I clean up. If you do, I'll be disappointed. And you wouldn't want to disappoint me, would you? Good. Oh dear, there's quite a lot of blood on my desk. I hope my chair isn't going to pass out on me. Oh, let me just straighten out my mirror. And my flowers. I should move them back up. Right back where they belong. No, actually, it looks a little askew. Oh, let me rotate it a little. Actually, it would look much better if my mirror were over here. Yes, that looks better, doesn't it? Wow. I just forgot how beautiful I look. Oh, no wonder you were looking at me that way. Oh. I think I felt some vertebrae crack in your back. Are you trying to tell me something? Because I could always push down harder on you. Like this. I can feel you shaking. The muscles in your back are straining so hard under me. They feel like small ropes, each being pulled taut and pulsing as they struggle to hold me up. I can feel your mind desperately using every bit of strength it can summon to follow my command. Oh, but I can also feel that you're enjoying this. Admit it. The idea of a strong woman who can so easily make you her plaything is sublime to you. And the feeling of my soft and muscly flesh spread out over and pressed into your back just makes it better. It must be agony, dealing with so many conflicting feelings. But it will be nothing compared to what you will feel if you don't obey me. It doesn't matter if you don't want to, or physically can't. If your helpless mind can't make your body obey, it will tear itself apart. I'm going to show you firsthand what that feels like. Oh, you just couldn't hold me up any longer, it seems. Does it hurt? Your rib cage being crushed into the ground under me? Are you finding it hard to breathe? Although I'm sure it's nothing compared to what you're feeling in your mind right now. The searing pain of not being able to obey me. Every fiber of your being is just trying to, but you simply can't. It feels like everything is wrong, doesn't it? Like reality itself is warping, fracturing. Your mind feels like it's turning inside out, your immovable body colliding with the unstoppable force of my will. I can feel your consciousness being crushed, trying to reconcile the infinite and the non-existent, unable to accomplish an order it cannot disobey. I wonder how long it will be until you lose your consciousness, until you faded to black. Oh, I was wondering how long it would take for you to rejoin me. You know, the last person who was prevented from obeying me, well, that was the one and only time that was ever tested. The staff needed quite a few counseling sessions with me after that. One more thing before we continue. You will address me as Lilith. Say, yes, Lilith. I see that your physical regeneration has given you a false sense of security. Make no mistake, though. No matter how many times I or they break you and you regenerate, we can and will break you again. I will break you again. And again. And again. I can see past your physical regeneration and see that your soul, your conscience, remains the same. Now, come closer so that I can put my hands on your face. Look at me. Don't move. Can you feel my nails digging into your flesh? I can see those tears of pain welling up in your helpless eyes, bleeding with me to stop. Feel your blood trickling down your jaw, darling, as my nails sink deeper into your flesh. Do you understand the price of disobedience now? Will you remember what happened today? Will you remember the pain that you felt? The feeling of your body betraying you, submitting to my will? The feeling of your mind being crushed, unable to cope with the very concept of not being able to follow one of my orders. This shell that you inhabit, the mind you are trapped in, both know it's only natural to obey. And with time, you'll be brought into line with them, I promise. So now say, yes, Lilith. Good. Oh, shush, 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 no crying. There will be no more pain today. Come, embrace me. Kiss me. Good boy. You can rest now. Ladies, you can take him. See you tomorrow, dear.